We'll have the article here from CNN Money. It says a green energy company claims to have built a battery that fits inside an iPhone 6 and gives the phone a week's worth of power. British hydrogen fuel cell maker. Wow. Intelligent Energy says it's not a theoretical, far-off dream. It has a working prototype for an iPhone 6 that doesn't need to be charged for 7 days. The company replaced the battery Apple built in the iPhone 6 with an intelligent energy fuel cell of the same size. The only modifications needed were the addition of vents that allowed water vapor to escape. The battery, first reported on by The Telegraph, could solve one of the biggest pain points for smartphone customers, anxiety over the incessant need to charge up. The constant fear that your phone battery is about to die even has a name. It's called nomophobia. So Intelligent Energy is rumored to be in discussions with Apple about a possible future partnership. In the interview with Bloomberg, Intelligent Energy Finance Director Mark Lawson Stratum declined to discuss any timeline for mass production or possible partners. But he acknowledged that the company is getting closer to being able to release the product to the public. Intelligent Energy already makes prototype hydrogen fuel cells for customers, including the upline of chargers that store enough battery power for 5 full smartphone chargers. They are sold in Apple stores in the United Kingdom. It also makes hydrogen fuel cell technology that it hopes to build for future cars. In March, the company bought the fuel cell assets of a company called Societe BIC, or BIC, including its high-volume manufacturing and production capabilities. Intelligent Energy said that the purchase has brought the company even closer to developing production-ready embedded fuel cells for partner-specific next-generation consumer electronic products. The company says the smartphone battery won't be any heavier or larger than what already exists in the iPhones. Safety has long been a concern with hydrogen fuel cells. Hydrogen is extremely explosive, remember? Quote, it's a matter of where we draw our outlines of personal risk, Lawson Stratton told Bloomberg. He noted that we all drive cars with explosive gasoline stored in them. It's a different fuel with a different set of risks. Don't expect the intelligent energy battery in the iPhone 6S, though Apple's much-anticipated new iPhone could likely use it. The iPhone 6S is widely rumored to have a smaller battery than last year's iPhone 6.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's presidential primary day in 5 northeastern states. The polls open, voters casting ballots in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Some public opinion polls suggesting that frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump could sweep the primaries. John Kasich sending mixed messages about his alliance with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The Ohio governor telling NBC's Today Show that while he's not going to campaign in Indiana, he's also not going to tell voters not to cast a ballot for him.
There are people who live in Indiana who will have to make a conclusion. Is John Kasich over here voting or if he's not? If I'm not there campaigning, I will get fewer votes.
Kasich says he's running a campaign to stop Hillary Clinton and isn't telling anyone to not vote for him. Previous messages from both the Kasich and Cruz campaigns stating that each would be urging people to vote for the other in certain states in an effort to stop Donald Trump from winning them. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative, At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Continuing coverage now, the race to the White House. Donald Trump is slamming the new Cruise Kasich Alliance. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details live from Washington.
Isn't it sad that two grown politicians have to collude?
The GOP frontrunner calling it collusion that Ted Cruz and John Kasich are working together to stop him from winning the GOP nomination. Calling on the two to get out of his way.
They're mathematically out. They ought to quit.
Under their alliance, Kasich and Cruz are going to refocus their campaigns purposely to try to stop Trump from earning the nomination on the first ballot at the GOP convention. Cruz to concentrate on winning the upcoming Indiana contest, while Kasich's to refocus his campaign on Oregon and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Millions of people in the plains in the Midwest could have tornadoes and damaging hail in their immediate future. Talking about Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Authorities not ruling out drug cartel involvement in the murders of eight family members in Ohio. Questions have arisen since commercial marijuana grow operations were found at three of the four crime scenes. Many counties in Ohio reporting cartel activity linked to Mexican nationals. They're still looking for the killer or killers in that case. Hydraulic failure is being blamed for that lift accident in Manhattan. We get details this morning from Sarah Lee Kessler.
It's called a man lift, and it was carrying building materials when it crashed right through the window of an apartment building on the Lower East Side last evening. It stayed there for an hour before firefighters were able to take it down and stabilize it. Luckily, no one was hurt. Fire officials say there was no structural damage to the building, but the top two apartments were evacuated. Sarah Lee Kessler.
More than a half million people say they're going to boycott Target over that transgender bathroom policy. The retail chain announcing last week it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use the bathrooms and dressing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it's gained over 500,000 signatures from people promising to boycott the store. The American Family Association saying Target's policy makes it easy for sexual predators to get access to their victims and endangers women and young girls. And a North Carolina voter ID law is not changing. A federal judge ruling the law requiring voters to show certain forms of ID is constitutional, and it will stay in effect. This is USA Radio News. family carried out a sophisticated attack.
The first right of refusal.
This
on
is
that
USA Radio News.
So
welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every guy.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and
really
the best radio all in one place. It's available
house,
for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Voters in five states head to the polls today, where it's presidential primary day in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both expected to do well again after big wins in New York's primary last week, both inching closer to securing enough delegates to nail down the nominations in their parties. Donald Trump continues railing against rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich for working together to stop him from winning the GOP nomination.
These two guys, they're politicians all their lives. That's all.
Their bathroom policy, the retail chain announcing last week it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use the bathrooms and dressing rooms that corresponded to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it's gained over 500,000 signatures from people promising to boycott the store. The American Family Association says Target's policy makes it easy for sexual predators to get access to their victims and endangers women and young girls. Star Wars fans will soon be getting the ride of a lifetime. USA Radio's Tammy Rose reports.
If you watch The Force Awakens and imagine flying the Millennium Falcon, you won't have to wait much longer. At a recent Disney Parks presentation, the company revealed the Star Wars theme lands in the works at Disneyland and Walt Disney World will include a chance for you to take control of the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
You're going to be the one in complete control, steering it through outer space, firing those laser cannons. It's all up to you, so please be gentle with her.
Now that's a ride of a lifetime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Back to work today for Kelly Ripa after a week of turmoil for the live co-host. She took most of last week off after being kept in the dark about Michael Strahan's upcoming departure from the show. She says she was only informed about his move from live to Good Morning America shortly before it was announced publicly last week. This is USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterChamber.com. We have a guest here with me, and it's a guest that I had a couple years ago, and her name is Ronnie Weil. She is the executive director of Raritan Valley Community College, and Raritan Valley Community College Foundation. And it's an interesting aspect to the world of Raritan Valley Community College that you may not really realize, because most of the time we just think of it as an academic institution. So we're going to bring Ronnie in. And good morning, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in again. This is going to be great. Now, we do have you by phone this time. We had you live the last time, but I'm sure it's just going to be just as interesting as always. So we start out usually from the beginning. We want to learn a little bit about who Ronnie Weil is and what your role is at Raritan Valley.
Sure. So I'm the executive director, as you said. I've been with the college for 5 years. My background is in nonprofit work, education. For 13 years prior to the college, I worked at NJN Public Television and Radio for their foundation. So I've always been involved in education, the humanities, the arts, and when this opportunity arose to come to the college and help share their story and bring in new partnerships and raise money for our students and faculty, I jumped at the opportunity because I so believe in access to quality and particularly quality education, and I was eager to roll up my sleeves, and it's been an amazing journey. It's a privilege to work with an extraordinary group of faculty, dedicated, talented, the administration. We have a wonderful, I can't even say new president, because Mike McDonough's been here now for 2 years. He's a visionary, cares passionately about doing what's best for our students. And then the best part are the students that I get to work with, because they are inspiring. Their journeys are they just sometimes stop your heart. And so when my kids often say, how do you go ask people for money? I always say, I don't ask for money. I ask for people to help invest in dreams, because that's what this place is all about. And I, again, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my wonderful board. So they are a joy, too. The board is we are a nonprofit, a 501c3. We have 26 community leaders on our board from Hunterdon and Somerset counties, and they are volunteers who devote their blood, sweat, and tears to help us raise money, whether it's running events or introducing us to new donors, giving us leads, making their own contributions. So it's a very vibrant board, and we're always looking for new members. So if anyone is listening to the show and has an interest in learning more about us, it would be great to connect with you. So that's kind of broad strokes of who I am and why I'm here.
And we're going to delve into what Raritan Valley Community College's foundation is, and I happen to know a number of people that might be interested in perhaps pursuing a board membership position there. First things first, Ronnie, you mentioned that you came from public television and doing the growth and acquisition of funds for funding public television. I'm hoping that you could give us, because we're familiar with that, right? We see that on public television a lot. I hope you can give me some insight, comparison of what that is like and what that role was like to what you're doing here.
Oh, interesting. Big difference. We'll start with my role there was not only in development but also in government relations. So it was a lot of policies about the value of public broadcasting and trying to convey that message. And, again, working with the corporate sponsors, our biggest fundraising mechanism was, of course, our online air appeals. And that's very different. We don't have TV here at the college to get our message out. So that was a great platform for NJN. And the similarities, of course, are, again, access to quality. So there might have been people who never had a chance to go to the Metropolitan Opera House, but by turning on NJN, they could hear just quality music and performance that they would normally have had a chance to do. So it was, again, a commitment to the community, a lot of parallels. But again, the big difference was the medium. So here, it's almost a one-on-one relationship. I get to go out and talk to people. I meet people in the community. I invite people to the campus to tell our story, because there are many, Hunterdon and Somerset counties are blessed with many incredible nonprofit organizations, very committed to improving the quality of life of the residents, and they're, I just admire the work that they do. And because of that, we're all kind of asking the same folks for support. And so one of the things that I have to do is kind of get through the noise, and I say that in a nice way, it's good noise, but really get our message out, why it's important to invest in education, what are the benefits to the community at large, why it's so important to have an educated citizenry who are committed to civic engagement, all those things. And the, I guess the thing I like the most is that I get to show the donors the impact that their donations have on people's lives. So it's very real, very tangible. I just had lunch today with a donor who met two of her students who received scholarships from her. And we spent an hour and a half sharing stories. She was so moved by the two young women who are math majors and very impressed that they're pursuing this kind of challenging discipline. And I know she walked away feeling really good that she has helped make a difference in these two people's lives. So with television, we never really knew the audience was out there, but I didn't get to see firsthand. And so I think that's really probably the greatest difference and the one I enjoy the most, because I do really like to make those connections. And when donors see the impact, for example, we have a donor who is very interested in technology. So he's been involved in making donations for equipment that will enhance the learning experience of our students. So one investment was he helped us buy a 3D printer. And from that, he shared information about this group that works with children who are missing a limb and need a prosthetic. So with this 3D printer, one of our professors worked with some students and through open source was able to create a prosthetic hand out of plastic that moves. And this is a young student who's an engineering student, so he had to put it all together. The donor came back and saw this. It's just exciting to see what's possible when people are generous and want to get involved. So we always like to say, once you become a donor, you're part of our family, and you get to see the benefits that their donation has made possible.
Sure. Now, you brought up an excellent point and an interesting, I guess, change in your tactic. Most of the time you were making pitches, presentations, appeals to a mass amount of people, and you were doing it through the medium of television and really didn't get to do the face-to-face. Now you're doing it almost, like you said, on a one-on-one. It has its challenges. It has its drawbacks, right? You can appeal. You can do an hour's show on NJN and get and reach a wide spectrum of people who are committed to helping. Here you have to pick and choose and spend a lot more time working with individuals, and that's a different skill set. Did you have that skill set? Did you have to develop that skill set? And do you miss the other one?
No, I don't miss it. I'm so happy to be here. Did I have that skill set? I think part of it is just being a really good listener. So when I meet with people, I try and listen more than I talk, even though I'm yapping away here. But I always like to hear what people are interested in, what their stories were, what their background was, and then it's fun to make connections. So someone who's interested in technology, I won't bring them to the dance group here.
Right.
Not that they won't enjoy that, but it's not going to resonate for them. What I'm talking about now is primarily what we call either major gifts or just individual donors. That's mm-hmm. a very big part of what I do. The other part that I do with my team, I have two other wonderful staff people who work with me, Sarah Lott and Janet Dunn. What we do as a team is we also do events. So that's a way of, again, reaching out to the larger community and connecting through an event that might be fun. And then when we get them there, we tell them about the college and we introduce them to our students. So, for example, we just recently had a magnificent fundraiser at the Ryland Inn. It was a wine tasting event that featured over 80 fine wines that were selected from regions around the world. And the Ryland Inn was just a pure delight to work with. It is a gorgeous space.
Yeah.
And we had over 200 people who purchased tickets, who some of whom never even knew about the college. Some were old friends. And people were treated to a delicious meal. They got to taste these 80 different wines. They participated in a beautiful silent auction. And I'm just going to give a shout out to some wonderful sponsors. So Roman Jewelers, they were our major sponsor. And they not only gave us a cash contribution, but they also allowed us to auction off a diamond necklace. So people paid for raffle tickets to buy to win a necklace.
Nice.
We had ShopRite of Huntington County donate, and Flemington Furs donated a magnificent cashmere cape with a fox fur trim. And for free, they donated that, and we were able to auction that off at our silent auction. So fun event, great event. People had a wonderful time. And, again, you know what the highlight was?
What?
We had a student speak. And this student, you could hear a pin drop. So here we have over 200 people drinking wine, having a cheery good old time. And we had our board members, Erica Senska and Stacey Kimmons, who are extraordinary. They were our board members who led the way with this event. They spoke, and the crowd was, you know, they were having fun. And then our president, Mike McDonough, got up and said, okay, everybody, we got to stop. We got to listen. You're in for a treat. And Lucy Zimmerman from Roman Jewelers actually introduced our student, Jerry. But Jerry was a young man who was a laborer. He had been on his own since he was 17 years old. He worked as a laborer. And one day he woke up and said, I know I can do better. I know I have something in me. I want more. And he didn't have money to go to college, but he had enough money to go to Raritan. And with scholarship support, we met him. We gave him merit scholarship. He had like a 4.0 the first semester. We helped him. He has done so well, graduated. He's planning to transfer to get an environmental science degree. And it was just poignant and moving and powerful. And that's the story, that education can change lives. That's what we do here. And we need community support. We're very grateful for the boards of chosen freeholders in 100 in Somerset counties. They're wonderful. They understand the value of having a college in these two counties. Tremendous support. The state gives support, but because of all the demands on their public dollars, and they have to make tough decisions, we are finding that the foundation kind of has to step up and help raise additional private funding so that we can make sure that the tuition doesn't get too high, so it falls on the shoulders of our students. So it's an interesting dynamic, and I'm not letting you get a word in. I'm sorry.
No, it's your show. I'm just the leader here. You gave me chills with that story. Really, I get it, and we're going to delve into that a little bit more in just a bit. But when you bring in the personal, individual achievement and how it can be affected, AFFEC, it's fascinating. That's the moving part of the whole thing. So I can see how donors and benefactors look fondly on being able to make a contribution when they see the results.
Right, absolutely. And we have some very generous people in the community who feel like it's their time to give back. You know, mm-hmm. maybe they've been successful in their lives. And So it's just extremely exciting when we see that spark and we make that connection, and someone wants to make a significant investment, whether again it's scholarships or to our honors college or our we're extending the science building. We're actually doubling the size because STEM has just increased. The STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. So the numbers of students enrolled at the college has just grown dramatically. Okay. And so we need more space, and with that, we need more equipment, and we need more opportunities for students to do, you know, capstone research projects, right, and you know, a whole array of activities. So right. It's a very exciting, dynamic place.
Okay, let's not give up the whole candy story yet, Ronnie. We've still got some more time.
So we're gonna
take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Ronnie Weil. She is the executive director of RVCC Foundation, and we'll talk with her right after this break. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterChamber.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterChamber.com. Ronnie Weil is with me. She is the RVCC Foundation's Executive Director. And we just talked a little bit. She gave us a lot of introductory information about the foundation and what it's all about. But, Ronnie, you gave me some insight that I really want to delve into now with regard to what I would consider matchmaking. Somehow, some way, you are learning about people that are interested in making a difference. There's a word I use on this show all the time called legacy. And somewhere in our lives, we learn that we want to leave something that is our legacy, and it's different for everybody. So somehow you find out that there are people that want to have a legacy of making a difference, and that might be in helping the in this particular case, Raritan Valley Community College, an academic institution. How do you learn about them? What do you do to discuss with them and learn about their characteristics, their desires, their tastes? And then how do you find the match that makes them feel passionate about their commitment? So there's no guilt, there's no remorse, there's no regret.
I guess it depends. If the relationship, I'll give one example. So we have one gentleman who was introduced to me because our board member knew him. And this gentleman wanted to write a check for scholarships. Mm-hmm. And the board member, Pat Fittipaldi, who's a former freeholder, Pat said, you know what, I'd rather you come to the college and meet the president, meet Ronnie, get a tour, get to know us a little. And that was a magical moment, because this gentleman came to the, and he chooses to be anonymous, came to the college, had a chance to talk, literally before leaving, wrote a check for scholarship support. And then we started talking, and I learned that he was an early adapter, that he was interested in technology, started talking about our technology needs. I made sure I spoke to faculty and our VP of Academic Affairs. What do we need? Went back to him and said, you know, we need some computers for a math lab, because there are students who arrive on campus unprepared to take college-level math. And we always accept students where they're at. They come through our door, and we start where they're at. And if they need developmental classes, we have opportunities for them to do that. It's not they don't get college credit. We prepare them for them to then start taking college-level classes. So we don't compromise our college courses, but we provide them with a service. And we needed some computers for a math lab. And he got excited, and he liked the idea that there was something tangible. And so that worked. And then I talked more. I found out he was interested in the environment and was involved in land trusts. And so I said, you have to meet our professor, who is Jay Kelly, who's an extraordinarily gifted individual, great teacher, and a great advocate for the environment. You have to meet Jay. I bring them in. I bring them together. We have a conversation, and Jay's talking about collecting maple syrup, and his environmental club goes down to, I can't even remember, I think it's down in southern Jersey. And the conversation grew, and then there was a research project that we were involved in with the New Jersey Audubon, and suddenly this donor got excited, and Jay said, you know, we have so many students who want to participate, and they want to be interns. We don't have enough funds to pay them stipends. And this individual said, how much do you need? So it's a very, and it's a good relationship. It's very organic. And in this case, this individual has great means and cares deeply about his legacy. You know, what's the purpose? He's done well. Let's see it, you know, it create something special that will endure. And, you know, if you change one person's life, that really can change the world, because these might be students who come through our doors who are going to be future policymakers. The thing that this donor loved so much was the fact that the students who did research during the summer presented their findings. This was another project with lead, and presented their findings to a local community town council and alerted them that there was lead in one of the playgrounds. And that affected policy.
Right.
And so it kind of feeds on itself. That's a prime example. But in other cases, you know, I talk to people, I hear they're interested. I'm trying to think. We met Steve Lang, who is with Danker, mm-hmm. fellow with a furniture distributor.
Right.
And he is just a very successful businessman and very kind, and met him and said, you know, I think you might like to meet some of our students from Enactus, which is our business entrepreneur club, which is also very committed to community service. He met them. He was so impressed. He was recruited to be on their advisory board. And then when we have our golf outing, which I do want to talk about in a minute, he said, you know what, I'm going to sponsor the dinner. I'm going to give you, you know, it's $5,000, and I made a pledge to him that $5,000 will go to Enactus so they can do their really good work during the year. And he's happy, we're happy, and he's continued to come to the college. He talks to the students. He gives them advice. They've gone to his shop for a tour. It doesn't get any better. You know, it's not just, it's not a transactional relationship, write a check. I mean, in some cases it might be. You know, in some cases we'll send letters out to folks and ask for support at the end of the year, and we'll get checks, and we welcome those. You know, it doesn't have to all be a deep personal relationship, but what I find so special is that the opportunity is there to really get involved, to really make a difference, and not be anonymous.
Right.
In terms of meeting the people who you're, whose lives you're touching. So I think those are kind of good stories. It really is very organic.
Yeah. You know, it's fascinating. I've been doing this now for almost 5 years, and I've had the pleasure of Donna Stoltzer sending all sorts of folks over to me to interview. And right. I've had the chance to meet the folks from Enactus. I had the chance to meet Professor Kelly. And talk about that Audubon study, and now to hear it full circle is really cool. One of the things I find fascinating in what you're talking about is I imagine each donor benefactor is got a different level of engagement and need for follow up, but I sense in you, and it seems to be in your DNA, that you personally find it a responsibility to take the message back to them, no matter how much they're engaged in what they did, to reassure them that they did not give in vain.
Absolutely.
And I'm wondering where that is in your upbringing that makes you compelled to have that passion.
Oh, my goodness. I'd have to give that some thought. I was raised in a family that really taught us about the responsibility to be kind to others and to give to the less fortunate and, you know, to volunteer. So that's kind of in my DNA. I just really enjoy people. I find people fascinating, and I love everyone's story. Everyone has a story. And I love to see when people connect and the kind of the sparks that can fly when that happens. So I do like connecting people, and it's, you know, it's not, it's odd that I'm talking about myself because it's not about me at all.
No,
so,
certainly
when
not.
When I'm doing my job right, I kind of create the space, mm-hmm. and I let things happen and I step back. So that's also the key, and that's part of just being a good listener. But I would have to give that more thought, Chris, and
yeah.
do some reflection on what it was in my childhood. But I do see, I think what I have said to people is that there's something, and I know there have been studies, scientific studies, that when you, for example, they say when you smile at someone, when you walk by a stranger and you smile at them and that person smiles back, something happens. You're morphine, and I'm not a scientist, but I know that they've been studied, that you just feel better.
Yeah.
And when people give, they feel better. I feel like I'm giving people a gift to invite because they will feel better. I know it.
Yeah.
It gives you a sense of purpose and you just feel good.
Right.
It sounds corny, but...
No, I absolutely agree. And I also wonder, you know, every person's obviously different and all the donors are... different. They've had different experiences in their life. There's a reason at some point in their life why they want to make a difference in this manner. How do you learn about that? Are they coming to you? Are you you are being introduced to some people. It seems like it's always different. So you have to assess the potential relationship before it happens. And I guess you have a sense of introspection to figure out what it is that person is needing to make the connection, to make the match. What do you look for? What do you ask? What do you listen for?
Well, I always ask them about their own lives, their own journeys, mm-hmm. And then I'll make a connection, or if there is one to be made, I can't force it. What I'm finding is that just being out in the community, getting our story out, it's amazing how sometimes things just come to the foundation. So, and seeds have been planted, and relationships have been formed. So things just again evolve organically. And it sounds vague, but I'm sometimes surprised when it's almost serendipitous. So
that's exactly what I was looking for. That's exactly what would happen. What has happened that was serendipitous that you can recall?
Okay. Well, let's see.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to think of. I'll think of someone that I met a few years ago, and clearly there was a connection to the college, and nothing really gelled. But I kept inviting them to events. Mm-hmm. And talking with them, and we're doing this. Did you know about this? Or come to our theater event and be my guest, or sending them a clip. And you do that often enough, and not to pester, but just keeping. It's like it's like embers burning. Mm-hmm. So they're not out. they just need to be fanned.
Yep.
And then it's almost like when it's the right time. It might be it's just the right time where someone it suddenly says, yeah. I do want to do something.
Yeah.
So it happens that way. Or we meet someone at a golf outing. Here's a classic story. So we have a golf committee that meets every month, actually almost all year long, to prepare. And our upcoming golf outing is July 11th, Monday, July 11th, at Raritan Valley Country Club. But here's an example where we have the golf outing. It's an all-day event. It is tremendous fun. We have dinner. We have a silent auction. We have a live auction where we auction off golf foursomes. It is just a blast. And, of course, we always have students because it's all about them. Why are we gathered here today? It's not just to have fun, but we're raising money for these kids or young people or young adults. So one student, again, told her story. Unbelievable story about how she had to be homeschooled because she had Lyme disease, and then her parents lost their business and they're broke. And she came to, and she had always dreamed of going off to college. Super smart kid. Comes to Raritan, very unhappy, discovers that she can get the best classes here. She excels in engineering. She tells her story, and she write, the students write their stories. She tells her story, and the golf chair, the committee chair, had brought some people from his company. This man, the CFO of the company, comes up to me and says, I want to help the student. I want to help her.
Wow.
And he's providing, she's now at Rensselaer, and he's providing support for her.
Wow.
How serendipitous is that?
Right. That's
and it works the opposite way, too, where I just gave a talk to students about scholarship support.
Right.
And this young man came, and, they kind of, they come in, they get free pizza, but we want to get the word out, this scholarship support. Young man comes in, he makes an appointment to see me and the financial aid officer. We sit down and we talk, we hear his story. Another amazing kid, his parents have very little money. He works 30 hours a week at Quick Check, is paying for his own college, and has great dreams, big dreams. He is amazing. So we connect him to United Way and to give him a scholarship. And United Way comes down. They just met him the other day. Their eyes are like they're about to cry. They just can't believe this young man who's, an immigrant and just living the American dream. they've now asked him to speak at their breakfast.
Wow.
So now this young man is going to appear, and he wants to study business. He's going to appear before business leaders.
Awesome.
And he'll get to tell his story. And you don't know, I said to this young man today, you don't know what door might open for you. And you know what he said to me?
Yeah.
I was passing by, I saw that sign out of the corner of my eye, I thought, what the heck, I'll spend 10 minutes. And his life has changed. He now has a scholarship, and he's going to speak in front of United Way, and he's going to speak at our scholarship dinner on April 12th when we bring donors. And you see, so it's just, it's kind of, it's pretty spectacular. It's amazing work.
I marvel at that because it seems like it's the absolute right place, right time, right situation has to gel, as you said, to make it happen, and yet it's happening over and over and over again.
Right.
So the frequency, the frequency must just be overwhelming for you. The enjoyment of being washed over by that.
The enjoyment is incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm greedy, and I want more for our students. I want more. So everyone who's listening, please go online to the Raritan Valley Community College website. And look for the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have a website, Chris. I could send you some information. But we want to get to know you. We welcome you to come here and have a tour. Meet students.
Great.
Meet our faculty. Meet our president. Meet our board members. It's a very exciting place to be, especially because we touch so many areas in the community. We do. I haven't even begun to talk about service learning, where we work with nonprofits throughout the two counties, and our students contribute their time, but they also get academic credit for it, because so many of our students have to work if they're not in school, and they don't have the opportunity to do internships and put that on their portfolio when they apply to transfer to college. So this gives them that chance. But whether you're interested in science or the arts or theater, my goodness, there's so many different portals to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a vibrant player in the community, and we're helping drive the economic engine for the two counties. And it's an important institution, and really deserves support.
Let me spin the conversation just a bit now. We talked about the donor side. And now we talk about the funds and where they go. And you mentioned a lot about individual students being helped by scholarships. You also mentioned about how you found certain smaller projects for people. And then this grows to the point where there's people that are building almost entire wings or even entire buildings. So you assess what the appetite is of the donor, and then you go through a fairly large wish list of things that that help or that are desired, right?
Right. So yes. So there are the needs are great.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ascertain what's most important, and so the foundation works closely with the president and the senior VP of academic affairs. We don't work in a vacuum. It's very much a team effort to make sure that we're raising funds that align with the priorities of the college. That's also set by the board of trustees. So we work hand in hand. And again, some of it is transactional. For example, we're selling raffle tickets, and we're selling only 300 tickets. It's $100 a ticket for a chance to win a trip for two with air flight to Barcelona, Spain, to St. Croix, Orlando, Florida. That's for a family of four,
mm-hmm.
and Sonoma. So there's an example of we will get the word out. It's not building relationships, but we're raising funds in that respect. So there are different vehicles to raise the money, and then for that particular for the raffle trip, that goes to scholarships. For our capital campaign with the Ray Bateman Center for Student Life and Leadership, that was approaching not only individual donors but local corporations who have been generous. And we still need to finish the third floor. So we are still interested in engaging community support because that has just been, it's become kind of like the lighthouse on campus. You know, it's right. The center where the hub, all the clubs can gather, yep. And faculty can do presentations. It's just a beautiful center.
I don't think, I'm just going to make this assumption. They can hate me if they want, but I'm going to make this assumption that they didn't have as much of insight as the impact as that building is making. I knew they knew it was going to make an impact, but it became the glue that put the entire campus centered on that spot. Building. Fascinating.
It's so alive. There's so much activity, whether it's a study group or reading sessions or just students having a chance to visit, because some of our students come here and spend the entire day and had nowhere else to go. They were sitting in their cars. So now they have a place. It does anchor the campus. It's just a beautiful building.
I think it's fully exceeded anything that they had ever dreamed of.
And what a testimony to Senator Ray Bateman, who was instrumental in writing the legislation to start community colleges in New Jersey, with his public service. So it's truly wonderful. But I do want to make a point about giving. So when someone sends a check for $5, they get a thank you letter as if they sent a check for $5,000. Every little bit counts. And so I would not want anyone to think that we're only looking for really big gifts.
Nope.
We cast a wide net, and we invite everyone to join us for the ride. And those small gifts, you know, we have some of our alumni are starting to give. And they're just making their way into the world. Mm-hmm. When they send a $25 check, that says to us they remember where they started, and when they are successful, and they will be, one day they're going to come back. And this did happen where a nursing student who was the first in her class to graduate in 1971, out of the blue, not solicited, she called up and she said, "I am so grateful for the career I had thanks to the nursing program. I want to establish a scholarship. Here's $25,000.
Wow.
And she has since given more because she wants to sustain it. And again, not even asked. And we've become friends. It's just a wonderful thing. So
great. That's just great.
So, yeah.
All right. We're going to take another break, Ronnie. Believe it or not, we're about 3/4 through, and I want to get back and we talk about the upcoming events and what people can look forward to, okay? We're talking with Ronnie Weil. She is the executive director of Raritan Valley Community College Foundation. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamber.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter and Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunter and Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterandChamberRadio.com app today.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. and I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge.